Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland reveals how to improve your relationships between your spouse, your children, your family members, or anyone, so you can live a happier life.
This is such a great scripture. My son, forget not my law. Now, this is the key. We're word people. We're going to live a long time. We're going to live a long time because we believe the word, we act on the word, we do what the word says, so we're obedient, and we get long life. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living in tranquility, inward and outward, and continuing through old age. See, we don't just write off the last 10 or 20 years of our lives because we're old. Proverbs says, peace and good life continue inward, outward, through old age, till death, till our departure, in other words. These shall they add to you. And then it says, let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy or falsehood, forsake you. Let not mercy and kindness forsake you. So we know what mercy is. Mercy is being easy on people, being quick to forgive, not holding anything against anybody. And hypocrisy or falsehood or hatred or selfishness, it says. We hold on to the truth. We shut out hypocrisy and falsehood. We don't let them forsake us. We're honest. We're true. We bind them about ourselves. It said, bind them about your neck and write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor, good understanding, high esteem in the sight of God and man. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own understanding or insight. In all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord. And, this is a big one, turn entirely away from evil. I think what gives us the best opportunity for long life is being word people. Amen. Doing what the word says. If we do what the word says, we're going to have to walk in love. We're not going to be in unforgiveness or hold things against people or be mean. We're going to be, the love of God. The scripture says in the Corinthians, love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. That's the Amplified. Takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Look at all the trouble and worry and strife you can alleviate by walking in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. That means we don't have to be upset when somebody does us wrong. We have power. We have power. What is it? Power to forgive. To say, oh, well, that's okay. That's all right. Lord bless them. That's all right. Now, are we supposed to pray for people that use and persecute us? That's what the Bible says. It says to walk in love. Love's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Do you know people have cut their lives short because they got their feelings hurt? Some people get their feelings hurt and it lasts for years. If somebody hurts your feelings, immediately say, Lord, that's okay. I forgive them. Don't hold it against them, Lord. They don't know any better. Bless them. Now what happened? Well, you just went free and you let them go free. Glory to God. That's love. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Does not rejoice. Love does not rejoice when unrighteousness prevails. Glory to God. We walk in love. What's our commandment? Love. To walk in love. That is our commandment. Well, it's not just because God was trying to do other people good. He was trying to do us good. Amen. What happens is somebody does you wrong. You don't pay any attention to it, and you just go right on about your business. What happens? Nothing. the blessing. I want to read all that about love. And I got to where I couldn't quote it right. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love is never envious. Now, we know we're not supposed to be envious or boils over with jealousy. It's not prideful. It's not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. Love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. This is the way to live long and strong. It's not rude, unmannerly. We're not rude. Does not act unbecomingly. God's love in us does not insist on its own rights or its own ways. Did you know just that one thing can cut your life short?
Right.
You insist on it has to be my way or the highway? You're that kind of a personality? What is that? That's strife. What if you just said, well, Lord bless you. I mean, the Lord bless you and go on about your business. Hallelujah. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It's not self-seeking. So we can see how that would lead to long life. It is not, get a hold of this one. It is not touchy. You can save yourself so much pain and agony if we just won't be touchy. What if somebody says something ugly to us? Well, if we don't pay attention to it, it didn't hurt us. Somebody mistreats you, if you say, Lord, I forgive them, help them, and you go on about your business, you're free. They're not your problem. Whatever they're going to do, that's their business. But we don't have to join in on it and get a part of their problem and let it become our problem. So love does not insist on its own right or its own way. How many marriages could be saved if they did this? It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. You cannot walk in the love of God and be obedient. You can't be obedient without walking in love. That's our commandment. Now, you can't walk in love and be resentful, touchy, fretful, or resentful. Amen? Oh, my marriage would be so much easier if you didn't get your feelings hurt. Well, what if somebody does you wrong? Here is the power. Here is the thing you do. The power is not fighting back. The power is saying, Lord, I forgive them. I bless them. Forgive them for that. They didn't mean to do that, or they don't know what they're doing, or whatever. I forgive them. I hold nothing against them. What happens? You just went free. You just got yourself in a position of protection. Protection against what? Evil, sickness, disease. A lot of people are sick because of this very thing, resentfulness, or feel like somebody did them wrong, and they talk about it for the rest of their lives, and they hold things about against people. Now, God says our commandment is love. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Does not rejoice at unrighteousness, and rejoices when right and truth prevail. So we have power. How come? Because the love of God shed abroad in our heart. That's the most powerful thing in your life, is the love of God shed abroad. Where other people are concerned, is the love of God shed abroad in your heart. If you're holding anything against anybody, I don't care what they did, I don't care what you think they deserve. That's not your place. That's not my place. My place is to keep my heart right. My place is to give if somebody does me wrong. Your place is to forgive. That's a power place. That's a powerful place. You can forgive anybody of anything, and then what happens? You're free. It's not your problem what they do or what happens then. In the future where they're concerned, you're free. Amen? So we're love people. Love does not insist on its own right or its own way. For it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. If we're walking in love, somebody does us wrong, we forgive them. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Glory to God. What happens? We're free. We go free. We say, I forgive them. You go on about your day and have a good day. Amen. It's to our advantage. It's giving, but yet it's to our advantage. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up. This is how strong love is. Under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Hallelujah. That's what we do. We believe, don't we? We walk in love. We believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. Ooh. You think, well, should I really forgive them? Yes, you really should. What will happen to me if I forgive them? You will never fail. Glory to God. What happened to me if I don't forgive them? You don't want to know. You'll open yourself up to bad things because you're not keeping the law of love. That is our law. That is our commandment, to walk in love. Hallelujah. And we can do it because the love of God's been imparted to us. When we were born again, the love of God was imparted to us in our spirit. We can do it. It says in chapter 14, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your great aim, your great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts. Make love your aim, your great quest. If you could take one thing today, if you have any situations with people, and most of you already know you're supposed to love anyway, but if there's anything that's hanging out in there that's against anybody, maybe they did you wrong, maybe your parents did you wrong, maybe your brother or sister did you wrong, maybe somebody at work did you wrong. Well, if you're going to be scriptural, you're going to say, Lord, I forgive them. I don't hold that against them anymore. I release them. I pray for them. Doesn't the Bible say pray for those that use and persecute you? That was for your sake that the Lord said that. That was not for their sake, because when you hold something against somebody, it's not hurting them, it's hurting you. Glory to God. So we are born of God. We're born in love. We walk in love. We act in love. We talk in love. And when we fail, we repent and we make it right. Now that's the way to stay. That's one way to stay well and to stay strong and to stay prosperous. Hallelujah. To keep the commandment of love. And it's a job sometimes, but we can do it. Hallelujah. Let's see. We talked about 120. How old is old? Well, maybe 120 would be old. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions in Psalm 107:20. And that word destructions is in the Hebrew is graves. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their graves. Walking in love is our word. It'll deliver us from our grave. Hallelujah. We can live out the full number of our days. But if we're going to hold things, be bitter, not forgive, it'll cut our life short. And what's more, the life that we do have won't be nearly as much fun. I'm telling you, it's a power thing. It's a strong thing. When somebody does you wrong, to say, I forgive them, Lord. I pray for them. I don't hold that against them. I ask you to forgive them. What happened? Well, you went free. You don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to lie awake at night and think of ways to get even. You can just forgive if you have aught against any. Remember that scripture. Write that down. Forgive. I am to forgive if I have aught against any. Now you get that into your thinking and into your heart. And every time somebody does something to you, does you wrong, you remember that. I'm not to have aught against any. I'm not to have aught against any. Just that one thing will cause your days to be better. Will cause your days to be longer on the earth. Because you forgive, and when you forgive, you go free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, we love you. We set ourselves, Lord, we take it. We know it's your commandment for us to walk in love. And we set ourselves and we determine that we are going to walk in the love of God. We're going to respond in love. We're going to talk in love. We're going to act in love. Holy Spirit, rise up within us to help us in this. Give us words and give us a recollection of what the Scripture says at the right moment so that we stay whole, we hold fast. Give us a revelation of walking in love, a revelation of speaking love words and acting in love toward any. And if we committed sin toward anybody or any words we've spoken, Lord, against anybody, we right now just repent of it. Just repent of any words, even whether you remember them or not. We repent, Lord, of any words we've said out of love in our whole life. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. And we ask you to train us, to bring it to our remembrance, to help us always to walk in the love of God. And we ask you, Lord, for revelation of it. Give us a greater revelation of the love of God. So great that we can talk in love and act in love all the days of our lives and be pleasing to you. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Do you receive that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, that'll go a long way. We didn't get very far in what I was going to preach today, but that'll go a long way in keeping you living long and living strong and keeping sickness away from the midst of you. You know, you don't have to put up with resentment. You don't have to labor under it. When somebody does you wrong, you have power. What is that power? The power to forgive. I forgive, Lord. I forgive. The Bible says if you have aught against any. So that's a settled issue. We don't have aught against any. We're not taking on any unforgiveness. We're going to walk in love. We're going to forgive. We're going to walk in victory. Glory to God. We know that faith works by love. The Bible says that. So we're not going to have strong faith. We're not going to be good faith people if we don't walk in love. But we do walk in love. Amen? Amen. We do forgive. And whatever things you thought about today, if you thought about anything that was a situation in your life, if it tries to come up again, just say, no, I've forgiven that. I'm free of that. Lord bless them. Help them. I'm free of that. I'm not taking that on again in Jesus' name.
God loves you. He is interested in you and is committed to helping you build rewarding relationships and lasting connections that make your life fulfilling. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. This simple, practical, devotional resource will help you develop, improve, and maximize all the relationships in your life, from marriage and family to friendships and workplace connections. The CD and DVD teachings, interactive devotional questions, and action plan will help you know that you're loved and accepted by God. You'll discover how to cultivate and experience relationships with others that are encouraging, satisfying, and lasting. In less than 2 weeks, you'll find yourself enjoying your relationships more. It's all part of your personal 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. Order our Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Available now for just $19.99. Start building strong, rewarding, godly relationships with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Lifeline Kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
A couple of years ago here in one of the meetings, he was talking about praying for your family.
Father, I hold my family up towards you in the name of Jesus.
My sister had been estranged from our family for 20 years. And my mother did something stupid, and my sister just said, I've had it. and she ended her relationship with the entire family. She was my best friend, and and she said, if you have association with my mother, I'm not going to associate with you. And so she wouldn't reconcile with any of us. And I had just basically, always prayed and hoped. But 2 years ago at the conference, Kenneth said, we had this time of prayer about praying for your family. And I prayed and asked the Lord for restoration with my sister. And I believed that he had done it. And the next year, I came back, and then I just was thanking the Lord. It hadn't occurred, but I was thanking the Lord that he had restored my relationship with my sister, and I was looking forward to it. And on Christmas Day, my mother had forgotten that she was upset with her, and she called her. And my sister had forgotten what she was upset about, and she talked to my mother, and she said, and I got on the phone and she said, I'm sitting here on the phone talking to my mother and my sister and looking at a Christmas tree. She hadn't allowed a Christmas tree in their home for 12 years. And so mother said, well, why don't you come see us? And she said, okay. So the next year at Christmas, we got to talk to her over the phone during the year. And then next year at Christmas, she came. And we had 3 days that got to visit, got to share, and it was a healing time. And 3 months later, my sister went to be with the Lord. And so, I thought, the Lord just blessed me. He didn't allow that time to end. And I was thinking, I got reconciliation with my sister, and the Lord did it. And it started with just believing that God would do it when we had that time of prayer over family here at the meeting. And I'm grateful to the Lord for what he did. And I'm grateful to Kenneth and Gloria for their commitment. And so I wanted to share it with the ministry to let them know that's a direct answer. Because if it hadn't been for that, I don't think that I would have been able to have that closure and to know that there was love and reconciliation there.
Now, did you notice what happens when you allow the love of God to restore a relationship? It will. When you let the love of God in, just like it did in Tracy's family, forgiveness, that love, that the forgiveness that he's given you out of his love, and you begin to extend that to somebody else, forgiveness is a huge key to walking in the love of God. Now, in today's message by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, you saw that faith works by love. Faith works when you know how much you are loved, and when you know how much you are loved, you can begin to walk in that love towards others. But it begins with making that decision. I will respond only with the love of God. I will talk with the love of God. I will act out of the motivation of the love of God. Now, if you look back across your life in even recent times and you think, man, that what I said there, what I did there, that wasn't the love of God, all you need to do is say, Lord, forgive me of that. Those aren't my words. I put your words in my mouth. And then you just begin to let him build that in you. And you're going to find that relationships will begin to improve. You're going to see miracles happen right in front of your eyes. And that's why we're offering you this new Lifeline kit that you've seen it before, the 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Building Relationships That Last. This is by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I want you to know that God, his intention for your relationship are to be rich and to be rewarding. That's his goal. That's his aim and will for your life. But you're going to have to get into his word and find out what he's already said about successful relationships. And then when you do, you'll find that these relationships can be repaired. They can be renewed. And you start building relationships that last. Order yours today. Get a hold of this. It'll be a blessing to you. Hey, listen, I want to let you know something. It's the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program. If you have a master's degree and you're interested in pursuing more studies, you can receive a Doctor of Ministry degree by enrolling in the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program. Dr. Steve Swisher, the mentor of the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program, along with Dr. Harold Hudson, Dean of Doctoral Studies at United Theological Seminary, they've teamed up to train and equip you for ministry. That's what what this program is about. So if you're interested in this and you'd like to have more information, just visit us at kcm.org. You have all the information there that you need. Make sure you join us next Sunday. Watch our Father's Day special. It's going to be wonderful. I know you're going to enjoy it. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you. And say it with me, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live It East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th in Secaucus, New Jersey. For more information, go to kcm.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, along with United Theological Seminary, presents an opportunity that could be just right for you.
I was reading one of the partner magazines, and I saw the advertisement in there, and I just thought to myself, oh, that'd be cool, but I never wanted to go back to school. I'd had more than enough. I was done. I didn't want any more homework. But then I really just felt that my daddy said that I should apply. So, and you know, I knew I had to do that, and I applied, and they actually accepted me. If the Lord puts it on their heart, they should absolutely do it. Don't let anything stop you, like concerns about money or time with your family. That was a big one for me, you know, or the work, because if he called you to it, he's going to provide everything that you need in the process, and he has. I've got a whole new family of friends, and they're so special, and everything's been wonderful. It's been great.
On kcm.org, you can learn more about the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program. It doesn't matter where you live or what your situation. If you have a master's degree and want to learn more, visit kcm.org today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want you to be sure and watch our Father's Day broadcast this year. We explore the biblical definition of a real man and a real father. You don't want to miss this.
You won't want to miss this special broadcast.